Welcome to Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man you need to be in order to have the desires of your heart. Here you will learn how to strengthen your mind, develop your body, create an amazing relationship with your family, and ultimately become the man, leader you've always desired to be. I hope you enjoy and subscribe. Yo, 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 guys, what is going on? It's your boy, GB, man. Appreciate you guys for rocking with your boy. Another week on Becoming the Vision, where we talk about becoming the man that you need to be in order to have the life that you desire. And so, man, hopping right into it today, man, change your environment. Change your environment. What do I mean? So many of you struggle to get into shape. You're fat, you're overweight. You've told yourself a thousand times that you're really going to do it. You have purchased the meal plans. You have tried intermittent fasting. You've tried paleo. You've tried keto. You've tried carnivore. You've tried to work out in the morning. You've tried two-a-days. You tried to do old high school workouts. You tried all of this shit, and it never really works for you. Why is that? Why is it that, like, you look at some areas of your life, you're like, man, marriage, I got that on lock. Business, I have that on lock. Why can't I apply the same amount of, quote, discipline in this area of my fitness and my health and how I look and how I feel? I want it. Why am I not achieving the thing, right? And the reason that I talk so heavily about changing your environment is that most of you do not realize that, especially, like, I think a lot of you probably listening to this were either you played sports in some facet when you were younger, right? And so you're not understanding, like, why you were successful in what you're not understanding why you were ripped, why you were athletic, why you were strong. Like, you don't understand. You think that it was a discipline thing, and it wasn't a discipline thing. It never was, right? And this is where so many guys get confused and where they fall short, because in your mind, you're like, I shouldn't have to pay another grown man in order to keep me accountable. I know how to bench press. I know how to squat. I know how to deadlift. And I always tell people, duh, like, of course. Like, yeah, duh. Almost everybody knows how to do that. That's not the problem. The problem is understanding why, despite knowing how to do it, you don't do it. What is that, right? And a lot of this dives into psychology and behavioral change, right? And so I'll explain this to you guys. So when you were playing sports, you didn't have this crazy amount of discipline, despite what you may think. What you did have was an extreme amount of accountability. Your environment was set up for you to push to be great, okay? Now, this is what I mean. You had your coaches. You had your teammates. There was probably an exceptionally cute girl in the stands. And you were doing all of the workouts and the training to win a game. That is why you push so hard. This is why, despite hating practice, hating conditioning, hating getting up in the morning, the two-a-days, all the shit that you had to endure, the blood, sweat, tears, all of that shit, it was for an outcome. And the outcome was to win the game. The outcome may have been to make varsity, then to get into college, then to possibly play pro. It was always something in front of you. Now, once sports went away, this is why you struggle to stay consistent, or you don't have any discipline. It's not because you didn't have discipline. You removed the commitment. Like, you removed the environment that made you successful in the first place. Your coaches went away. Your teammates went away. There was no game to win. So you removed the accountability that you had, right? And so even when we talk about famous athletes, right? And you guys know I love giving analogies like that. When we talk about famous athletes and how they're so disciplined and how they stay on top of things, at the end of the day, guys, it is because they want to fucking win the game. When we look at guys in the military that are so disciplined, it is because they want to fucking stay alive. This is why most guys that are like in the military, once they get out, like, they get fat. And you struggle to get back into, oh man, when I was back in there, I used to run X amount of miles and do. It's like, the reason you can't do it anymore is literally because, like, there's nothing there to make you do it. There's no accountability. So you're trying to lean on or find the discipline. You watch the motivational videos. You try to hype yourself up. You listen to the music, but it never keeps you consistent. So how do you actually fix this, right? Oh, let me actually get back. I'm sorry, I jumped around. But the fact about the professional athlete, those that you see that are great, it's the thing of they're chasing something, and that's what keeps them accountable. They're very clear on what they want. Most of you have no idea why you want to be in great shape. Like, you don't realize how much it changes your life. You don't realize how important it is for you to look and feel your best physically. Like, you blow it off, and this is why, like, you other areas of your life probably suffer, because you're not even the best you. Right. So the first thing that you have to establish is, like, why the fuck am I doing this? Like, why do I want to be in great shape? Why do I want to look great? Because it literally says something about you as a man. It says your ability, like, it shows your ability to keep your word to yourself. When I see a man that's fat, out of shape, and, like, he's a father and a husband, I drop my, I don't do it on purpose, but you drop the level of respect that you have for the dude. Like, it's like the guy that's on stage that's trying to be a motivational speaker. Like, if he's, if you can see his stomach and he's telling you about discipline and wanting it and drive, and you just gotta, like, you automatically write him off whether you fucking want to or not. It's just what we do, right? Because, like, you see that, like, he's not even applying the same amount of discipline and execution that he's telling you to have, right? And so you have to understand, like, why do you want what you want? And you have to be very vivid in, okay, this is going to really impact my life. Most of you have really bad fucking habits, and this is what's causing you to fail over and over and over again, right? And so why do I want to change? What is it going to do for my life? What is being physically at my peak do? It's most likely going to make you a better husband. It's most likely going to make you a better father. It's most likely going to help you make a lot more fucking money, because you now have the, like, you build the confidence. Like, you don't just, most people are like, fake it till you make it, fake till you, no, it's just like, it's putting in so much of a body of work that you don't doubt yourself. That's like real confidence. You know what I mean? It's like you execute and you learn and then you become competent, and then from the competence comes confidence. The same thing physically. Like, you can beat around the bush, and most guys do, right? Because it's not hard to look around and you see dudes that are completely out of shape. And so, like, once we establish what we want and why we want it, we need to change the environment that we're in. You need to reestablish the accountability loop that you had around you. And this is why you'll see guys that have, I've seen guys that have struggled for years to get in shape, right? And to make themselves feel better and to look better and to be proud of the fucking man that they see in the mirror. And then they get into my program, and in 2 months, they're shredded. They feel great. They have an extreme amount of energy, extreme amount of confidence. Their marriage is like, they're having sex all the time. Like, they're a new man. And why is that? It's because there's accountability there. You establish what your goal was. I gave you the parameters of what to do. You need to eat this. You need to train this way. And then on top of that, you're surrounded by other men that are on the same path as you, because, like, the environment is what drives you to be better. This bullshit about, oh, I'm, you know, I push myself and it's me against me each day. No, that's why you're losing. And it's like, I hate saying it like that, but, like, men thrive off of competition. You thrive in being in an environment where, like, you're being pressed. Think about your business. Think about your career. It's the same fucking thing. Like, you were competing against other businesses. You were competing to get clients. You were competing to make more money. Like, there are other people that were going for the same position that you were. Like, and you were competing. It is what, like, once the level of competition goes up, you tend to rise. Like, it's just what it is. And so it's the same thing physically. A great example, right, is, like, let's say that you were in a grocery store, right? And, you know, as a man, you walk in, and out of 100 men, how many are out of shape? Out of 100, probably 95, right? Now, you walk in, how you look and how you feel right now, you're probably not going to feel all that bad. You're probably going to look at the guys, and you're going to be like, well, I'm not as bad as him. I'm a little bit better than him. Or I damn sure not going to get that bad, right? And it allows you to stay in your mediocrity loop. That's why you stay out of shape. That's why you're fat now, right? And it's just being real. That's why. Because there's nothing around you to make you be better. Because if we flipped the scenario and we said, you know what? There are 100 men in there. And then, like, out of those 100, like, they're all fucking ripped. They're strong. They're athletic looking. And then you walk in looking and feeling like you do right now. How are you going to feel when you walk in there? And don't give me the bullshit. Well, it's just, no. You're going to feel some sort of way, especially if you're exposed to them every single fucking day. You're going to start feeling less than. And either you're going to rise up and change yourself, or you're going to avoid the grocery store altogether. This is how men operate, right? And so when you're in that environment, you're going to naturally rise up to the level that you see around you. If you're around, like, we always hear the quotes. You're some of the five people that you surround yourself with. But yet nobody does this physically. Nobody thinks to do this, right? You think it only applies to business. It applies to your marriage as well. And it applies to how you look physically. Like, if you're around four of the dudes that look like shit, you're going to look like shit because their bar is so low. It's just what you do, right? And so what you need to do, well, not what you need to do, but the reason that men tend to be successful in my program is literally because of that. You know that you came in, you stated the thing that you wanted, you're around other men that are crushing it. So now you remove all excuses. There are no excuses. Now the excuse is very apparent, right? Because when you see the man that his schedule is busier than yours, when you see the man with more injuries than you have, when you see the man with like a family and two businesses and like they're extremely busy, but yet they're crushing and here you are, you're making excuses, right? It shines a light on it. And this is the reason that you rise up and men change and they get into the best shape of their life. And then on top of that, you know, I'm checking you. You told me this is what you want. And so now you know that I'm checking it. So now you don't have an excuse, right? Last thing I'll give you guys, and this is for all my guys that think you shouldn't have to pay somebody to get help because you should be able to know, you should know how to do it. This is psychology, right? It's like pure. And I'm saying this, guys, because I love you and I want you to understand, like, I want you to join my program. But if you don't join my program, you need to join some program. Quit trying to YouTube university yourself all the way to the, like, nobody that wins likes winning slow. Most people that win in any area want to win quick. You go to people to figure out the hack. Like, what do you need to do, right? And then so, man, I had a lost my train of thought, went off onto a tangent. But it's basically that you need to understand, man, that the environment is what is going to drive you to be better and to do better. Without the environment, you are 100 times more likely to fail. You can't do it. The example that I was going to give is like, let's say that you have a coach, right? And this coach says, you know what? When you show up to my training session, it's going to be $100 for the hour, but you haven't paid this person. Right? You had a long day at work. You're tired. You're sore. You're frustrated. You just got into an argument with your wife and like you had to put out some fires in business, right? Be truthful. What are the odds that you're actually going to show up to the training session when you haven't paid the $100? What are you going to do? You're most likely going to text, "Hey man, I had a long day. I'm frustrated. Can we go tomorrow?" All right. Now let's flip it and say that, you know, it's $100 a session, it's $300 a week. Let's say that you went 3 times a week, just for easy numbers. That's $1,200 for the month. Yeah, quick math, right? But that's $1,200 for the month. Let's say you already paid the $1,200. You are most likely going to show up because you already paid the money. Most of you will say that. It's like, well, I already paid it. I ain't about wasting money. And so it's understanding, what's going to keep you accountable in that place. It's human behavior, bro. Right. And this is like when you pay a little bit, you pay a little bit of attention. The more you pay for something, the more you pay attention to it. It's just how it works. So how do you actually set yourself up for success? You change your environment. And if you don't put the things around you that made you successful, you're going to always struggle because you're trying to create a pathway that you never had in the first place. Set yourself up for success, man. And as always, man, I'm going to extend the invitation. If you feel that you need help, man, like, In the Elite Father, it is always about creating the man that you need to be. And because you're creating this man, you get in better shape, you become a better husband, you become a better father, you make more money in business because you are better. It is becoming a new man. It's not just about macros and it's not just about bench press because you can Google that shit. As you're going to go slow, you may eventually get there, right? But you have to stop and ask yourself, it's like the man that I want to be, and is he the type that's going to Google his way or is he the type that's going to figure out, okay, who has the answer that I need so that I can move with clarity and speed? And if that's you, man, if I'd like to extend an invitation, let's have a conversation. Right? Let's have a conversation. The link to book a call with me is in the show notes, right? It's also on my social media profiles. If you need help, man, if you want to become better and you're at the point like you're done bullshitting yourself, you know that, you know, you should be showing up better. You know that you don't like what you see in the mirror. You know it's affecting the other areas of your life. Now, the only thing that I am going to tell you, man, is that don't bullshit yourself. Like if you get on the call, and I've done thousands of these calls, and you're on there and you're bullshitting me and yourself and you don't understand why you're on there and you're not ready to make a decision at that time, I'm literally going to tell you that you need to go do something and come back when you're actually ready to make a decision to change your life. Because, you know, one thing about me is I'm going to shoot you straight. I want better for you, but you have to want better for yourself first. So other than that, man, I love you guys to life. Like I said, if you want to have a conversation on how we can help you and how we can help you get there in the next 90 days or your money back, you can schedule the time. Link is in the show notes. We'll talk soon. Peace.